This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Now, I personally have been talking about doing my own lay research in mainstream news, science news, the federal government's own admissions, the UN's own admissions. This stuff's out there. There's actually a lot of good people in the government. We've had the majority of the scientists at the FDA come out and say, in the last two decades, over and over again, and their unions have come out and said, take hydrofluorosilicic acid, commonly known as fluoride, out of the water. This is crazy. But then they just call us kooks. They call us nuts. Fine. Consult your physician on whether I'm right, because I'm not your physician. This is me personally talking, that you need water, that you need oxygen, that you need vitamin C, that you need selenium, that you need true bioavailable iodine. Consult your physician, again, that you need oxygen, but be sure and keep breathing while you're making that phone call to the physician. And so we're not making health claims. We're not making medical claims here. We're simply talking about the news we're reading, the studies we're looking at that say this, and the fact that the government itself, this is one of the few things, even though they're Nazis about this, that they admit, okay, you can say that selenium has been associated as anti-cancer. It's that powerful. So wherever you get the selenium, do your own research, consult your healthcare practitioner, whatever type that may be that you think is most important. Talk to your medical doctor. And there are a lot of medical doctors I talk to that rave about selenium. There's a lot of good MDs. We're not against Western medicine. We're simply saying it's become a corporate monopoly. Dr. Grip, please continue.
No, that's what I was saying. There's one other thing I wanted to add about the selenium, and that's it's not a strange thing, but it's a very interesting thing, is that this was an article that came out. It said, when selenium is scarce, the brain battles the testes for it. And faced with a shortage of the essential nutrient selenium, the brain and the testes duke it out. In selenium-depleted male mice, testes hog the trace element, leaving the brain in the lurch, scientists report.
That's why I'm so tired.
Journal of Neuroscience. And the reason why that's very interesting is because never before have they found that the body actually fights, or two organs fight each other for a trace mineral. So they found that for the first time,
the body says procreation is more important than you living.
Exactly, exactly. So, by the way, if the Zika virus, you know, talking about the population control, just going off on a tangent here because I did link this up. If the Zika virus, which they're, you know, heavily working with somehow or another to spread everywhere, and now they're, you know, spraying all kinds of larvicides and stuff in Florida.
But they're telling us that the pesticide doesn't hurt us.
Well, they should just give everybody selenium, and then, you know, then they'll be protected. But the thing is, the Zika virus will deactivate and cause you to become infertile.
Oh, and it's so weird the Rockefellers and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation are involved.
Exactly, exactly.
They're just obsessed with it, and then magically it happens. It's funny.
So another news that I wanted to talk about today was the diagnosis of 9/11-linked cancers have tripled in less than 3 years. And the reason I wanted to bring this up to everybody, just some health news, is because I have family in New York City, and I know a lot of people in New York City, and a lot of them are having problems since 9/11.
Oh, nosebleeds.
More than 5,400 Ground Zero responders and others who lived, worked, or went to school near the fallen Twin Towers have come down with 9/11-linked cancers. 5,400. I mean, you remember after 9/11 when they were saying, oh, yeah, it's people were asking, can we go outside? They said, oh, yeah, it's safe to go outside. You can walk around. Well, what was in all those explosives? What was in those cloudy, gray, white plumes of smoke everywhere? I don't know. I'm guessing there was a lot of arsenic. There was a lot of other contaminants and chemicals in there.
Well, we do actually know. I'll talk about it after the break, but go ahead.
But what I'd like to do is just let people know, listen, if you live in the New York area, you know, do your research, go online and type this in. Everything that we talk about, you can do to cleanse your body. Everybody has a self-healing mechanism. Your kids, if you have kids living in New York, make sure that you take the necessary action to cleanse them out, eat clean food, and try to prevent any of this from happening to you.
And what about steam rooms? I've heard those are really good.
Steam rooms are great.
I put in like a $400 unit in my shower, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
That's something really, I ought to sell those. That's a way to.
You can buy near infrared lamps right now on eBay and Amazon, and you can just sit in front of them, and it helps you deep.
Absolutely. And again, we take the market over by selling things that are good and help people.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. September is National Emergency Preparedness Month, so order your no-obligation free sample and for a limited time, get an unprecedented 25% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now to take advantage of this limited time offer. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You know, I was thinking this morning when I was on InfoWars.com, going through the 50 or so YouTube videos we put out yesterday alone, and I saw one of the perennial complaints, which is true, and it was listeners going, Alex, when you've got a guest on and they're saying such important things, shut up, stop it. But then I think you can't argue with success. Why are we so affected? It's because I am bouncing off the walls. I legitimately am concerned. It's not even hysterical. I'm just jumping up and down saying, hey, look, you know, the house is burning. Let's put it out. And I get so excited when you're saying things I know are true and I can connect it to other things where the elite have written they're doing this to us. It's like, how do I sit here calmly when the Rockefellers did get the Zika, they did weaponize it. Bill and Melinda Gates are involved in releasing the mosquitoes to supposedly counter it, and now it's exploding. And it does target reproduction, and it does basically sterilize you. And then there's all these writings where they're obsessed with it. And he took over the Cold Springs Harbor laboratory, and the IBM head set up the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute. Then the United States set up the Nazis with the English, folks. And it's not a Nazi conspiracy. It's that I've read 500 books on the Nazis. I've read thousands of other history books. I've used to read books every day. Nowadays, I just read news. I'll be frank. I never read something that's science fiction to get my head out of this. I am a total expert on all this, okay? I sit there in Paraiso. Oh, don't listen to me. Consult your jackass physician that's, you know, bought and paid for by the New World Order. I'm telling you, the elite are obsessed with this information, okay? And I want to share it. I don't want to sit there knowing what the globalists are up to and then just hold it back and use it in business and life. I've had so many people say to me, well, Alex, you're scared how dumbed down the public is and how ignorant. That's great. That's why we're, you know, dominating and so successful. I've had folks in business tell me this because they're so dumb. And I'm like, do you understand that we'll be sucked into that, we'll be dumbed down, we'll be hurt by that, what comes around goes around? There is this attitude that permeates society, even in the middle class, of loving the fact that the general public are a bunch of TV head idiots. I don't take pleasure in that. I don't take pleasure in the decline of humanity by every metric, from IQ to life expectancy, despite all the technology, to infant mortality, to cancers exploding, to obesity, to every single thing you look at. We are going to hell in a handbasket. And a lot of it is the modern industrial world makes us lazy. They've dug up people, like I said last night, pull up articles from 5,000 years ago, and they were twice as strong as we are. 20,000 years ago, three times stronger. I mean, the average person from anywhere in the world would beat up Mike Tyson. That's what's so crazy about this is we're falling apart, and these guys are greasing the skids like little devils, reveling in the fall of humanity because they're the biggest, you know, piece of crap up on the top of the pile. I don't want to rule a dung heap, okay? I want to be with humanity genetically, with my progeny and your progeny together to the stars. That's enlightenment. That's the great, human development. There it is. How modern humans have become weaklings compared with our ancient ancestors who could outrun and outlive today's top athletes. An average person, 7,300 years ago, and they've gone through the bones, they've looked at the DNA, they've looked at all of it. We are falling apart. And by the way, I'm not on some high horse here saying this, okay? I'm not on some, see, my memory's not photographic anymore. I said 5,000 years ago, it was 5,000 BC, so 7,000. This is just unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen, and we are So that's why, yes, it's a problem. I'm so obnoxious. I'm aware of it. Sometimes I can't stand myself, and I'm on YouTube or a podcast skipping past myself. I get it. But we bring all these other great guests. I could have been an egomaniac like other hosts and them for 3 hours. The point is it doesn't matter. I'm doing the best I can. Attacking the globals like a kamikaze isn't going to be a pretty sight. So let's just establish that I'm not up here trying to conduct a perfect, polished broadcast. I'm up here throwing everything I got at these people, intellectually, spiritually, emotionally, and that's why we do this. But if you watch other shows, I think the method to the madness is this, and it's not conscious. You watch other popular talk shows, they're interrupting every 20 seconds on average. It's back and forth, it's this and that, but they get people on the panels that are good at it. I do it kind of like the McLaughlin Group guy that died last week, where he's like, hold on, next question. Well, he's even worse than me. But the point is, I'm aware of it. It is what it is. We're not holding it up as this perfect silver platter. We're holding it out as legitimate humans trying to defend against dehumanization. Please continue.
Well, thanks for saying that. But no, you were going to say something about the smoke from the 9/11.
Absolutely. Thanks for reminding me. That is another problem with the show. I bounce around like a ping pong because it's not scripted. You brought up diagnosis of 9/11 linked cancers have tripled in less than 3 years. Now, let's go back to what happened. I was hosting 6 hours of radio a day at that time. This is not my opinion. And I say that because so many times people think I'm up here just saying something, okay, when I'm not just up here saying something. I lived it. You lived it. But I remember it because I was focused on it 10 hours a day, 6 hours a day on air. They came out. The detectors hit and it said it was deadly and it wasn't safe. The EPA said, do not go in the area. Christina Todd Whitman, the former governor, said, don't. There was a backlash. One day later, she went to the pile without a mask, reportedly only for like 5 minutes, and then got out of there and said, it's safe. There's no problem. We're going to play that clip in a moment. Now, it came out in lawsuits, and this is in the New York Post and other publications, that they knew, not this article, but previous ones, they knew that it was deadly. No kidding, they knew a bunch of buildings totally collapsing was deadly. And they covered it up to lie to the public. This is just one more example of how evil these globalists are. Let's play that clip of Christina Todd Whitman.
As I say, you know asbestos was in there, is in those buildings, lead is in those buildings. There are the VOCs. However, the concentrations are such that they don't pose a health hazard. We're going to make sure everybody's safe.
Now, that was her walk back the day after. She walked it back even more in clips I saw and said it's totally safe. But they knew, and they didn't even say ship breathing apparatus to everybody, even though they could have got up there in a day, because they wanted to keep everything open, including schools nearby.
Well, that's like Obama and everybody after Fukushima said, it's safe, the radiation's not going to spread anywhere, and now you have thousands, hundreds of thousands of people being affected from radiation damage. Did you hear about the radiation explosion that just happened in New Mexico?
I did. It didn't get much press.
Yeah, it didn't get hardly any press at all. So,
now, when you're out in New Mexico, there's like all these 18-wheelers driving around that have these giant containers that, you know, say radioactive on them. It's creepy.
That is creepy. I mean, that's like the silent killer out there, the radiation. But, I mean, the thing is...
Oh, next you're going to say radiation exists? That's a conspiracy. It doesn't even exist.
We haven't seen the full effects. I mean, just like after 9-11, I mean, I was telling people, you know, any disaster that, whether it's a flood, whether it's some sort of a false flag attack or bombing, whatever, you're going to have toxic elements in the air. And in all of those things are just a sign that your self-healing mechanism might be suppressed and you need to cleanse.
They've got studies that I've seen. People can pull this up. I'm going from memory, but you notice it'll be pretty much dead on. That you live, I think, something like 7 years less if you live in London more than 20 years. I'm going from, it was like on NPR like over a decade ago, but actually went and covered on my show and looked up the study. So I'm going from memory. But if you live in a major polluted city, like London was one example, you live close to a decade less. I mean, that's just the particulate in the air.
Yeah, we have, and not to mention the water and the tap water. I mean,
but don't filter your conspiracy
theory. The air and the water are probably, I would say they are the two most toxic things. I mean, you would think that if we just had the earth and the way that God made everything was pure, clean air with nothing but oxygen, or at least 28% oxygen. Now we have 6 to 8% oxygen, and we have millions of chemicals and toxins in the air. And the water, that you could just go to a stream and drink the pure, clean water. That's why we had so many in the Roman ages and dating back in history. They would just go to different places and drink the mineral water. The water in the air was their medicine. They could breathe clean air by the oceans and breathe that salt in. They could drink clean water.
Oh, have you heard? In Europe, they're going to start taxes if you have a view or live by the ocean. So now there's a beauty tax.
No, I didn't hear about that, but I did hear that Italy is going to take your kids away from you if you are a vegetarian or a vegan. Did you hear about that?
I did see that. Well, if you take Spaceballs, you know, they've got a tax on air or whatever. And he's, you know, caught. Yeah. No. China actually has that now, cans of air. But no, seriously, I've got it here in the stack. I've got to show it. People won't believe me. Here it is. Daylight robbery. Tax in Portugal on property with a view. RT. Portugal going under due to massive government debt. So if you have a house with a view, you're going to have a tax on top of the tax.
Yeah, I mean, it's not getting any better, that's for sure.
You cannot make this stuff up. Bottom line, folks, get BioTrue Selenium, available at InfoWarsLife.com exclusively. This is the very best formula of naturally occurring selenium that Dr. Group could develop with us, and it is the best out there from our research. Absolutely amazing. And just the amount of energy and things, again, just added to all of this that I get with the X2, with the Super Male, all of this works synergistically together, and your purchase funds the operation. 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com is the subsection, and you can go right to the nutraceuticals, right to the supplements there. And again, X2 synergistically goes with this. We're going to do one more segment and then bring in John Ronson for an hour. But when we come back, I know you've got other news you want to get to, other stories. In fact, give us a preview.
Well, this is we've been talking about all the underground research that's been happening, and this is genetic transhumanism with the chimeras and the non-human hybrids that are taking place. And the National Institutes of Health actually just came out and publicized a oversee research comment section, but they did it in an area that's hidden, and we'll talk about that when we come back.
But we're kooks for being right about it 20 years ago.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breed. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
scale the factories and development systems with Dr. Group, who supplies more than half of the nutraceuticals that we produce. He also advises us and helps us on the others. We use some of the biggest organic labs in the country. We're going to things like glass bottles. We're going like more capsules. Of course, they're powder capsules. You have better absorption. This BioTrue Selenium, by the way, is $19.95. They have little cheap plastic bottles with dosages about half of that for the same price at major health food stores. So I'm telling you, you get more, you pay less, you get premium. That is my philosophy. And that's how we do things. And you were making a point about how I'm always getting excited and cutting in. You were discussing that during the break, and you were going to expand on that before you hit one more story.
Yeah, and I was just saying, just because you get excited and you, it's not that you're trying to interrupt, but it's other factors. Like, so if I'm talking about iodine or something like that, and then, you know, people a lot of times don't know the full history of what's going on. So the way your brain works is it's going a million miles an hour, and you're thinking all the way back to the fluoride in the water in Germany and everything else.
And it's totally true. We got to warn them. They just knew what we knew. It'd be game over. Exactly.
So it's a history. It's kind of like a history lesson.
Exactly. And I can't stand just – it's impossible, though, with the spoken word to do that. That's why it's so frustrating. I want to tell them everything, and I can't do it.
And you're limited on the amount of time that you have.
So how do you deal with that? Because I know you're smarter than I am, and you get excited sometimes when we're behind the scenes talking. You control yourself on air. You're an old Army guy, combat guy. But I guess you've learned to just control yourself and ease back and be calm, because you look a lot younger than how old you actually are, Dr. Grimm. This stress, I feel physically good, but I look older than I am. I mean, it really gets to me.
I'll tell you, one of my secrets is meditation. It really helps me out a lot. I mean, I've had the FDA in my office for 3 days now. I mean, you know, we get attacked for what we're doing, but our quality control is so important, because when you look at, about a month ago, I was looking online and looking at other nutraceutical companies out there and saying, is there anybody out there that's doing this that cares enough to really spend so much time tracking down raw materials? And it's not easy these days.
This is not a pitch.
Of all the contamination.
The third-party vitamin supplement sites that are the most prestigious, we're like the most popular. Because we really, people can't believe that our experts, how good this stuff is. And it does freak me out that there's some other good people out there. Longevity's great, a lot of the great, but the fact that there's so few really top-rate companies really giving people good quality for reasonable prices. I mean, it is amazing to again, just know that we're really the best. I mean, InfoWars is now in the top 100 sites, and they even miscounted us as other websites and companies I have, and, you know, Free Speech Systems is bigger than InfoWars. Well, no, if you combine us, the only thing bigger than us is Drudge. I mean, it's crazy.
The good thing about that is, and I love to do this, is just go online and look at all the results. Because nothing that we do matters unless it actually affects the individual that's buying the product, that's taking the product, that's listening to the show. How are you going to change their life for the better? That's the question that I ask myself every day. And you ask yourself, what am I going to do? Well,
I don't want my kids to be deficient in things and then have a horrible life. I mean, and I don't want your kids to either. And again, I'm not saying I'm a hero, but it's like when I saw the lady choking 15 years ago or 13 years ago, and no one would help her in a full restaurant. They were all saying 911 like parrots. I went over and, you know, saved her. And it's just so weird to me that it's been bred out of us to even care about people. It's like I'm a chump because I care. But I digress, getting off into that.
But it is coming back. I mean, we are starting to see more and more people now that are actually caring and helping more people, and that's the
plan. And it's not even a big deal. If I'm choking, better save me. That's empathy. It's not that I'm even a good guy. It's like, help me. I'm going to help you. I mean, what the hell?
Or, you know, love thy neighbor as thyself, right?
Look, I don't apologize for getting upset because people are in a trance. Look at how they admit chimeras. In fact, I cut you off. Let's spend a minute on this.
I mean,
human-animal hybrids. I mean, this is incredible.
This has been going on with DARPA and with underground Blackwater-type organizations for a long time. We've talked about it on the show. It's transhumanism. It's merging animal genes with humans, basically to create hybrids, hybrid humans for military use, for organ generation, for many other things. You know, any geneticist, well, I'm not going to say any geneticist, but if you look at it, the way that we were created, we are not meant to have animal genes spliced into ours. And so for the first time, the National Institute of Health says, what do you think about scientists creating non-human hybrids?
Yeah.
They posted on their website a daily public comment period for 30 days. And this is how they do it before they approve some ability for companies to do these genetic splicing.
You know what? This is so huge. Will you take a segment for the news tonight so you can really spend time on this? Because they're getting ready to, quote, legalize it. It's already been going on. This is so important. Dr. Grubb, thank you
We're
so much.
Thanks for having me.
John Ronson's coming up.
On the run.
Folks, get BioTrue Selenium. InfoWarsStore.com, 1995.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Cemetery gates. One day we'll all be there. But what we stand for and what we write and our children and their children will live on after us, even if we don't believe in life after death. Genetically, there is life after death. Unless the species itself is destroyed and our genetics mutated by design to turn humans into abominations. I was just talking with Dr. Grubbs and we're going to shoot a video for Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock Central, on how they're coming out, and they've already legalized it, but now they're going to comment period. Oh, you get a comment where they're going to openly start putting on the market the products of the human-animal clones. And most of these clones are only 3, 4, 5, 10% human. like the cows that are part human that create human milk that China's had for 15 years, and they sell in stores in China. The Chinese army, for whatever reason, drinks it. I've got BBC TV shows about this. 20 years ago, spider goats that are part spider, and they had those 10 years before that. But I've talked to the folks in the research labs where they're not, 5% goat or 5% spider, 95% goat. John Ronson's here, and he talks about crazy things that go in our world. He's written a lot of best-selling books like Ministry of Goats and Them. And, of course, he writes for The Guardian and a lot of other big publications. He's here, I guess, doing a solo piece, he was telling me. I'm not sure exactly what. But I saw him at the DNC or at the RNC and thought it was really interesting. So he came to town, and he's hanging out with us today. And this is the guy, if you're a new listener, that snuck into Bohemian Grove with myself and Mike Hansen. Now, the way the media works, though, is one night, it's about 12:30, I start getting phone calls. People are saying, hey, you said you snuck into Bohemian Grove with Mike Hansen. You've taken the credit from John Ronson. Now, John didn't do this, but what happened was, he didn't do it on purpose, but he then, after the book finally came out, the TV show had come out, he was able to admit he'd gone in. But he didn't want to get sued or shut down. He was kind of the mastermind of the whole deal that got us the source inside that helped us get in when everybody else had failed. So that's his credit. I appreciate him bringing me along and financing us doing it. I didn't even have the money to go, plane tickets and stuff at that time in 1999. I mean, I guess I did, but it would still be, hard for us to do that trip. So when you wrote that big article that I saw after the RNC saying, oh, my God, I feel kind of horrible. I've kind of launched the monster Alex Jones. Well, I think you helped me in a big way.
Okay. I didn't call you a monster. I said I was your Simon Cowell. You're my One Direction.
I know, but I think you did. I don't have the article in front of me, but you said, I now kind of feel bad.
Well, no bad. I don't.
Can we pull the article up? You said something like, now you're having regrets, or because it's a horrible, evil Trump creature?
I don't want to. I don't want my.
I'm not mad at you.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at you. I'm wanting to understand, though, because I'm really a good guy. I think I'm a good guy.
Oh, sure. I think our night at Bohemian Grove is one of the great nights of my life. I could never feel anything but warmth towards somebody who I shared that adventure.
Sure, and I wasn't stealing the credit. You asked me to keep a secret.
Yeah, and I feel like...
We just didn't coordinate when you finally came out and said that you'd gone in, too.
Yes, exactly. I at first, I didn't want to say that I went into Bohemian Grove, too, because I just wanted to be able to use the... the material. And but eventually I admitted that I went in as well. There's a whole bunch of people who feel that we were, I don't know if you kind of read all the stuff. I remember after it happened, there was a whole bunch of people who say, well, they let them in. We were like kind of their shills.
Well, let's be clear that there was someone that worked there that gave us some intel, and we talked to locals, and then we talked to a local lawyer. We're going to stop right there. But no, clearly they are super pissed we got in. They arrested reporters last time I went there with the History Channel.
Wow.
To try to cover it. And, we can never be given any credit for anything. You didn't write your books. You didn't get them turned into huge movies. You didn't raise your kids. You probably didn't wipe your butt this day. It was, the Queen of England was there to do that, right?
Do you remember when we first met? We first met a year earlier at...
Waco.
You had...
We didn't really meet, though. That was fake, too. We didn't even walk from our cars up to there. It was the government carried us up there. The government has a respirator, actually. I'm like Darth Vader. They breathe for me, too. No, I mean, what that is internet trolls who are what you call the real conspiracy theorists who are basically like fiction writers, but they claim they're not fiction writers.
Mm-hmm.
And then they discredit people that actually go out and do real research like you and myself.
Mm. Yeah, you actually get on planes and do stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyways, but getting back to that, it was great meeting you there. And, yes, I would say Bohemian Grove. We were already on the map, reaching a lot of people, expanding, but that pushes to the next level. So thank you, John Ronson.
Alex, I'm very pleased. As you said when I met you at the RNC, we're kind of intertwined in history together.
Your destiny lies with me, Skywalker.
It was a great night.
Impressive. Impressive.
We met a year earlier. I went to Waco with Randy Weaver.
Yes.
And Randy Weaver said, oh, my God, it's Alex Jones. He was, like, really excited to see you there. He was a fan of yours.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, so you were already... known in a circle, but and you had rebuilt, you'd personally.
Well, again, that's an example of stuff getting away from me. We went out there, and there was only like maybe 8 or 9 Davidians still living there. These were not the cult they'd said. I mean, an evil cult. They were abused people, kind of used by other personalities.
Yeah.
There'd been this big, giant, fat guy, I think, named Rodin. There's award-winning, Academy Award-winning films, obviously, about it, but who ran a meth lab and weighed like 400 pounds and would run around torturing, you know, the Seventh-day Adventist breakoff group that had been out there for 80 years thinking the end of the world was coming. And then David Koresh, Vernon Howell, stood up to them. So even though he was whacked out thinking he was God, because, you know, 80 people out in the middle of nowhere thought he was better than the guy that was there before. The point was they could have arrested him in town at any time. They decided to have this big, you know, stand up to a cult, start the Civil War with Americans there, and it blew up in the government's face. But it showed the disconnect of the Clintons and how they thought America would respond to Waco. So the truth is the government was doing evil stuff and lying. The Davidians were just really sad cult victims, in my view, but didn't deserve to be surrounded by tanks and murdered.
Right.
And so I was there saying no, and then you're supposed to be talking here, but this is what Alex Jones does. No, but you're actually here to interview me, so I just brought you up here so you're asking the questions. So see their trolls? That's what's happening here on my own show. But I am going to make you talk in a minute. But getting back to this, since we're going down memory lane, they go, we wish we had a place to have our memorial every year for everybody that died. Them, the police, they were very sad for the dead, you know, even ATF and FBI people. They were very humble folks, the few survivors. And Clive Doyle and others, very, very sweet, you know, very pious Christian people who've been abused. And so I'm like, yeah, well, I'll put a new roof on this little shack you've got that 10 people can, you know, get in, and I'm going to donate $1,000. And then they told people I donated that or whatever, and then it got away, and my listeners ran up there and just started building this giant thing to say they were sorry to the Davidians, and it just got out of control. So that's what happened.
I remember.
Kind of like us going to Bohemian Grove did. Because remember, I didn't believe there was satanic stuff going on at first, did I?
I mean, my memory of Bohemian Grove is that you said that there was a Moloch that...
Once I got there, I went with a more extreme view, which I think was... Beforehand, I was thinking, oh, yeah, Big Al, right. Remember, you... Go back to Waco. Let's walk through the story, the next 10 minutes.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember.
Okay. You've got the floor, which means I interrupt you every 10 seconds.
Okay, so I went to Waco with Randy Weaver, who obviously was... I'm sure all your listeners know about the Ruby Ridge massacre and so on.
Total setup.
Yeah, I was making a documentary about... with Randy Weaver's daughter, Rachel, who was just, you know, such a lovely person. I don't know what's happened to her. And so I went with Randy to Waco, and we were all sitting around a campfire. I remember Colonel Bo Greitz was there hammering away, and he was the inspiration for Rambo, right, I believe?
He says that, yeah.
Okay.
He probably is. He's a very interesting fellow.
And then Randy Weaver was like, oh, my God, Alex Jones is here, and said what a fan he was of yours. And then you told me something that I didn't know. I remember my very first conversation, you said that Lon Horiuchi, who was the FBI sniper, who was the guy who killed Randy Weaver's wife, Vicky Weaver, while she was holding a baby in the doorway of their cabin, was the same sniper who was at Waco.
It was amazing. And by the way, my memory is good, but when you said that about Bo, I didn't want to just say it if I hadn't remembered it, so I had to go back and remember it. And indeed, he did go try to find the POWs and MIAs. Uh-huh. And he's not just inspiration for that part of the Rambo story. It's a composite. He's also the inspiration, just interrupting, to be clear, for, what is it, Uncommon Valor? The one with one of my favorite actors, the guy that plays Lex Luthor in the original Superman? What's his name? I'm already getting steam out. I'm like Hillary now. He's the guy in the Enemy of the State.
Yeah,
one of my favorite actors.
I know what you mean, and I tell you.
What is his name? Gene Hackman. Absolutely. So, yes, he is the inspiration of many films. Go ahead.
Okay, sure. So I remember meeting you at Waco, and then about a year later, I decided to write this book called Them, which was, you know, if there really is a secret room from which a shadowy cabal secretly rules the world, it's got to be somewhere, and if it's somewhere, you know, maybe I can get in. So I tried to infiltrate the Bilderberg group in Portugal and got chased away by their private security guards. And so, which was terrifying.
And I've noticed over the years, reading your articles in The Guardian and other big papers, you've gotten more towards my views in a lot of way about big shadowy corruption, but I've gotten more towards your views, because when I was 26 years old or whatever it was when I was talking to Bohemian Grove, I was there in the crowd of the men getting off on it. That was very real, and I think you agree to that in your book.
That was real.
But obviously it's a mock human sacrifice. And then I got bullied by the internet, and back then I could be bullied. Not now. I mean, I love it. But, you know, you mature that, no, that's a real person. And that's why I said, okay, maybe. Then the press all ran with that. And that's not right to say. No, they're not killing a real person there. Okay, and most people there aren't devil worshippers, and I don't think they're all out to get people, but there is an occult thing behind it, and overall, you go to Skull and Bones and other secret societies, there is human sacrifice going on. It's been proven, it's come out in police reports, little kids being abused, but that's at other facilities around the world, and I'm not going to say Bohemian Grove's part of that, but I did say with my crew, it was Joe Biggs, our investigative journalist, Wayne Madsen, that when Scalia died, they all said, this looks like Bohemian Grove of Texas, all the weird devil stuff. Turned out it was a Bohemian Grove subgroup meeting. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, well,
I mean, see, so who can make that up?
Right. And my big memory of Bohemian Grove was, in fact, about a year later, I mean, I know we're kind of skipping back and forward, but about a year later, I was giving a talk in Belfast because, sure, you came out with your documentary, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, where you did kind of say, well, maybe it was actual human sacrifice. And then I brought up my book, Them, where I said it definitely wasn't sure human sacrifice. And I
think it's fair. You're going on C-SPAN like, you were with this guy. You're saying they're killing people. You didn't really throw me under the bus. You had to kind of say, I don't agree with Alex.
Yeah, I had to say that. But because your interpretation of the ritual was quite far out, I was forced into this kind of weird position where I had to kind of defend the Bush family's proclivity to mock human sacrifice. I'm like, no. Which is kind of weird. I never thought I'd be in that position.
Well, I mean, at Skull and Bones, they do some really bad stuff. I mean, that is really dark.
I tried to get into Skull and Bones also, but failed.
Well, I want to say, you're a real journalist adventurer. Everything you do, all your books, everything, I mean, it's really riveting stuff because you actually go and do it.
Yeah, I actually give it a shot. I'm not going to sit behind my desk and make stuff up. I'm going to actually, you know.
But going back, since I skipped ahead, we're going to come and choose your adventure. Going way back to Waco, do you remember us standing around out there by the side of the building the church, and you're like, no, they really do have a big statue. They really do this mock thing.
Right.
Even then, see how I got even more radicalized. I was more almost mainline, just patriot, you know, Ron Paul, anti-Federal Reserve guy. Don't you remember me going, really? You really think they do it?
I don't remember that. I mean, I'm sure.
But then once I got there, and the old member going, I mean...
Yeah.
Isn't it you that did say, but Alex is right, they were in religious rapture?
You know, this is where I think me and you really do combine in our memories of that night at Bohemian Grove. They were really into it. They were really into the ceremony that they were doing, this kind of, you know, stupid pageanty, robes and hoods, you know, ye shall burn me once again this night, and all of this kind of
ye shall burn me again,
yeah, and all of that stuff. And they were really
bring fire.
And I remember one guy came up to us and said, you know, is this your first time here? And I'm like, yeah, we just came up the drive. And he goes, oh, you're gonna love it, burn him. And kind of everyone was like really into it. I thought, okay, so Alex and Mike, I'm being completely honest, I thought, okay, Alex and Mike are kind of really into this, thinking it's some kind of Moloch type deal. All the Bohemians are really into it too. It's like I'm the only person who thinks this is kind of nuts.
And, well, the men were in religious rapture as I stood there with over 1,000, you know, billionaires and globalists and world leaders, and they were, you know, I've gone to Holy Roller churches, I've been in Baptist churches, so I've seen it was more religious ecstasy than the lady in the front row at the Pentecostal church, and they were seething, and it is a ritual mixed with Druidic, Faustian, Babylonian, Tyre. So there is Moloch in it. There's a bunch of aspects. It's a cosmology. It's kind of an integrated system to put all of their cares and their sins on this effigy of a child. It is small, about like a 10-year-old kid or 8-year-old kid. And then they are transmuting in alchemy. And I've talked to people that are in the occult. They say, no, that's what that is.
Mm.
Not Christians, but cultists, they are putting it onto that dummy, and they are in a ritual of a bunch of powerful men. So the ritual is a psychic ritual with powerful men that believe that they're basically Druidic priests.
Yeah, they say that what they're doing, when they burn this effigy, they're burning all their troubles in the world, all their responsibilities, so they can enjoy their summer vacation. So that's their interpretation of it. But you're right. So I was in Belfast. I was giving a talk in Belfast. And I was, you know, talking about our infiltration, about getting into Bohemian Grove and everything. And everyone was laughing, and because it's a funny story. And then in the Q&A, somebody said to me, okay, I know what you think of it, and I know what Alex Jones thinks of it, but what are the people who actually do the ritual? What do they think of it? And I said, you're right. They seem to be really into it. And that gave me the idea to write The Minister at Goats, because I thought, okay, I was looking at, you know, belief systems on the fringes, And I thought, well, you know, these people at Bohemian Grove are kind of in positions of power, and they seem to believe all this irrational stuff. So that's...
Well, Stubblebine, he was one of the top army generals, ran special forces, you know, a bunch of different titles. I thought him on. He seems like a pretty rational guy when he's on the show here. He says, John Ronson, that's not accurate. But then I know you have a lot of the witnesses that were in it that say that did go on.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I interviewed General Stubblebine up in upstate New York in a hotel. I interviewed him a couple of times. And yeah, so he was head of Army Intelligence. I know he's a fan of yours and may be watching this right now. So, he was head of Army Intelligence with 16,000 soldiers under his command. And he got it into his head that, you know, what is the atom mostly made up of? Space. What are we mostly made up of?
Space.
Well, what are we mostly made up of? Atoms.
Yes.
So, if you can, like, merge the spaces, then you can pass through objects.
Sure.
So, General Stubb, but to me, I mean...
It's like Star Trek being energized,
yeah.
Beamed.
I mean, to me, the problem word in all of this is mostly. He said, what is the atom mostly made up of? His space. There's some other stuff, too. Anyway, so he would get up from behind his desk in Arlington and, you know, try and walk through his wall, but would keep bumping his nose and even got bruised and was worried.
But they did kill a goat staring at it.
Well, you know what? A goat fell over while being stared at, apparently. But I think if you...
It was a young goat, though.
It
died.
I don't know if it died. What I know is if you stare at a goat for long enough, it'll eventually fall over. But it could be coincidence. It could be, like, bored. It could be just, you know. So apparently a goat... We can talk more about the goat staring if you would...
Absolutely. I want to know about whatever new projects you're working on. I guess you're working on them right now. And we'll come back with John Ronson. We'll give out your website, Twitter, any of that type of stuff as well. I'm Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us. There's a lot more coming up. I'll be hosting. I'm going to go ahead and commandeer it.
That wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Johnson, we're going to get into your books, your latest book that's a bestseller about trolls and troll culture. The whole next hour, David Nuttall rides shotgun some with us. Nightly News is coming up tonight, 7 o'clock Central. But right now, let's get more into Donald Trump and your view. I mean, I know you're like a mainline liberal is what I'd call you, but you're a good guy. Actually a liberal that can talk. And so many liberals claim they're super intellectual, but then when you actually try to debate them, they have nothing to say. I see myself as a real liberal in the Thomas Jefferson thing. Like, I have lower taxes. I do what I want. As long as I don't hurt you, I have guns. That's liberal. You know, my girls know how to use firearms. That's real feminism. And no man or any other woman is going to abuse them without them fighting back. The average liberal woman I know can't even hardly wipe their nose, and they're taught to be these gibbering victims. The crisis... In fact, you said you wanted to interview me about this piece you're doing. I don't know if you can talk about your own piece here while you're doing the interview, which then the trolls will transmute into me interrupting you in your interview of me here on air, which is what this really is. But I want to hear what you have to say because it's so interesting. So it's kind of a double interview. I'm interviewing you, me, you're interviewing, you know, I'm interviewing me, you're interviewing you. No, but seriously, teleprompter free, folks. Looking at this, you made a really good point on the phone last week when we were talking about the crisis in the mainstream media and why it's imploding, why it's not trusted, why it's not falling apart. Separate conservatives and libertarians and all their problems and Trump. Nobody's perfect. And the horrible Republican establishment. Sure, I get it. But the Democrats really seem to have reached a new nastiness level. Is it arrogance? Is it fatigue? I mean, you really seem to crystallize the hypocrisy.
Yeah, I mean, it's always hard for me to talk about a story while I'm writing it because my thought processes are all muddled, and it's only when I'm sort of sitting there for weeks writing about it that I begin to make sense of things. But but when I do stories, I never want to go in with my own preconceptions intact. I want to see the world through the eyes of the people that I'm writing about. And I certainly see double standards. As I said to you on the phone the other
day. Well, that's what's impressive. That's why you're so successful. You're actually a real journalist in that... I may disagree with your final outcome a little bit or some, but the point is, still, you actually do get in other people's shoes.
Well, what I was saying to you on the phone, and I'm still trying to figure this out in my head, but so what I'm about to say may be nonsense or it may be valid, I don't know. But what I said to you on the phone the other day is I was thinking about Pat Smith, the woman whose son died in Benghazi, and she was on stage at the RNC and, you know, very upset. And in fact, at one point, she yelled out Hillary for prison. And I thought, wow, Alex Jones has made it onto the stage of the Republican National Convention when she shouted that out. Anyway, after Pat Smith's speech the next day, a lot of people on my side of the fence, a lot of people on what you'd call the liberal media or the mainstream media or whatever, were like, look at how the Trump people exploited this grieving woman having her on stage. People are crazy with grief and you shouldn't be exploiting people like that by having them on stage and making political points. So the following week, the Khans were at the DNC and nobody said that about the Khans. Nobody said the Democrats are exploiting this family that are crazy with grief. Now, I happen to think that the Khans have every right to be on stage at the DNC. And I also think that Pat Smith has...
Sure, I mean, used to the Democrats would at least not be nasty. It's funny, they've gone to a new level, exactly. And looking... Yeah. Go ahead.
But I find that those double standards. You know, when my people do something wrong, I get really interested. I mean, this is the purpose of my book, So You've Been Publicly Shamed, about kind of social media shaming. So I'm really interested. Like, I'm not.
Is that why you're into Age Skrillex and Carl the Cook?
Well, I don't really know anything about them.
Well, they're trying to shame us, saying, get out of here, you have no right to free speech.
But then you're trying to shame the shamers.
Well, the internet grabbed it. We didn't make the meme.
Right, right.
I wouldn't actually do that, call somebody Age Skrillex and all that.
Okay, sure. Yes, I think that's really interesting, and I think unless you know, you need to look at those double standards. You need to look at what both sides.
Sure, but I mean, now he is Age Skrillex. So see, I'm saying I wouldn't coin Age Skrillex, but what do I do when he's now known as Lord Age Skrillex, King of the Memes?
Right. Well, you know what? I haven't seen the clips. I haven't.
Maybe we should play some of these later as we descend on the Carl the Cuck. You know what a conservative cuck is?
Really?
You know what cuckolding is?
Oh, cuckolding. That's like when you like.